the book of Psalms tonight, Psalm 23 tonight, and it is so good to see you in the Lord's house, and indeed, we have so much to thank the Lord for, amen. The fact he saved us ought to cause us to rejoice till we get to the city of God. And then you think about all the many benefits and blessings that he has given to us today. And I'm telling you, sometimes God has spared us in a day that maybe we don't even know about, that could have been around the corner. But God allowed us to miss that. And so I thank you for those things and the small things that able to put your shoes on this morning. Amen. You think about that. There's folk today, their bodies are wore out, but God's allowed you today to make it to the house of God. That's a blessing. Amen. And so we ought to give him glory and praise for all that he does. So also, I meant to mention this before we pray, but do continue to pray for Brother Tim. See revival there above Lenore. She's going good and talking to him every night, and we rejoice in what the Lord's doing in that little church there above Lenore. He's a preaching it, and he just wants you to keep on praying. All right, Psalm 23 tonight. Psalm 23. We finished up Sunday night preaching through Psalm 22. And told you several weeks ago, just have these three Psalms, 22, 23, and 24 on our heart, and we're just going to kind of preach through them as have the Lord directs us, and kind of do some teaching as well as preaching. And the scripture tells the pastor to be apt to teach, and I try to do that along in these kind of series. I teach, but I'm always loud. I just can't help that part. Amen. And but we want to look here at Psalm 23 tonight and just begin just a little bit looking at this psalm. I will not get very far, but I do want to begin looking at this psalm for us in the days ahead. Psalm 23, in beginning, in verse number 1, the Bible said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight for the reading of the Word of God. Thank you for each one that's come this way tonight, Lord, with a desire to receive what you've got for us in the Word tonight. Oh, Father, I pray for a few minutes you'll strengthen my voice, my body. Give me the very words that I need to say tonight. I pray, Lord, prepare hearts. I ask you to remove anything that would hinder the preaching of the Word of God. I pray for that soul that's lost tonight, that they repent and be saved. Help us as your people how to always walk with you. Help us, Lord, to go where you lead us and do what you tell us. And Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. We, as I said, been doing this series, doing these psalms. We looked in Psalm 22 at Christ, our sacrifice. Well, here in Psalm 23, we're going to see Christ, our shepherd. Christ, our shepherd. And as I've been praying and studying this psalm, and also in reading some in John chapter 10, there is so much in these six verses to help us, I believe, in this day in our Christian life. You say, "Well, preacher, that's Old Testament." Yes, but it's the same God that we serve now. As sure as David said he was a shepherd, I can declare to you the Lord is still a shepherd. This very night, amen, this is one of the most known and memorized and quoted and loved as Psalms probably in all of the Word of God. Most of us began learning this psalm when we was children in a little Sunday school class and had us memorize it, or your mom or dad had you to memorize this psalm, and what a great, how powerful psalm that it is. Well, this psalm, as I was studying, some have called this the pearl of the Psalms. Another writer said it's the nightingale of the Psalms, because it'll give you a song in the night. And I can say amen to that. Been a many time heartbroken, bewildered, and read this Psalm 23, and the help and the blessing and the song in the night that it gave to me. It's also been referred to as the He Me Psalm. You say, why is that, preacher? Well, 13 times the psalmist refers to the Lord, He. And he refers 17 times to himself with me, my and mine. We find that he is seeing the relationship of a shepherd and the sheep. He believes the Lord is the shepherd and he's one of his sheep. And aren't you glad, as Jesus told us in John 10, we are a part of his sheepfold tonight. Amen. This psalm has comforted countless souls who have been heartbroken and grief-stricken, discouraged, defeated, despondent, downtrodden, sad-hearted, bewildered, fearful, melancholy, and even lonely. This psalm has been a comfort. It's been an encouragement to the poor and the rich, the unlearned and the educated. It's been a help to the healthy and the sick, to the prisoner and to the free. This psalm is a powerful psalm tonight. Oh, I thought about this. No telling how many countless sermons and songs have been based and brought out of this one psalm by itself. Amen. To think that David was a shepherd boy and no doubt hummed songs and played upon an instrument sometimes on the hillside. And no doubt as he writes this psalm, he's an older man by now. But he remembers the songs that God would place in his heart, and he would pen down these psalms for us in this day. Amen. Well, I read something. A fellow named W.G. Heslop said this about this psalm. And listen to, I'm just giving you some background, then I'll get to my thought. He said this: the boundless, immeasurable, and unlimited song of the shepherd has breathed solace in the souls of saints for centuries. In this precious, priceless pearl of sacred scripture, there is bound up enough comfort and encouragement and consolation to meet the needs of the people of God in every age and in every place. It unveils God's care and concern for all the converted and cleansed sons of toil, how for spirit, soul, and body, in time and eternity, here and hereafter, every need has been anticipated and simple provision has been supplied. Hey, this psalm will help you in your daily walk. Now, I thought about this. You find this psalm a whole lot on the back of a little old handout at the funeral home. It's used there a lot. And that's good. But can I say this? This is not a psalm for the dead, but it is a psalm for the living. Amen. The dead that die in Christ, they're in his presence. Amen. This psalm is for us who are walking through the valley of this life. Amen. For we told you weeks ago when we started the series in Psalm 22 is a mountain and it's Mount Calvary. Psalm 24 is a mountain. It's Mount Zion. And this Psalm 23 is the valley that's between the two mountain peaks. And ladies and gentlemen, that's where we live tonight, is in the valley of this life, of this church age. And very soon though, we'll get out of the valley permanently. Amen. But while we're walking it, let's let the psalm help us. Amen. As I began to study this shepherd and sheep psalm, for it is Christ our shepherd, I began looking these words sheep and lambs and shepherds, and I found it interesting that the word sheep is mentioned 192 times in the Bible. It's mentioned 154 times in the Old Testament and 38 times in the New Testament. The word lambs, they're mentioned 164 times in the Bible, 131 times the Old Testament, 33 times in the New Testament. The shepherds are mentioned 80 times in Scripture, 63 times in the Old Testament, and 17 times in the New Testament. That lets me know, lets you know, that he is looking at a relationship, a picture of him and us. Amen. Why is it that the Lord would look at this, our Christian walk, as being him the shepherd and us the sheep? Well, I'm going to look at verse 1 just for a minute. Really won't get out of it tonight, but I want to look at this, and as we think about Christ our shepherd, the first thing we learn in this psalm is in verse 1, and that is Christ is a shepherd that's personal. Our shepherd is a personal shepherd tonight. We notice that he is related to as a shepherd. He said, the Lord is my shepherd tonight. Now, I got dwelling on this. I like how David worded. He said, the Lord. Amen. Now, in his day, the Philistines had false gods, and the Egyptians had false gods, and the Canaanites and everybody else. But he did not say that Ashtaroth was his shepherd. He didn't say Dagon is my shepherd. He didn't say Moloch is my shepherd. He didn't say Baal's my shepherd. But he said the Lord is my shepherd. That name Lord means the self-existing, the self-sustaining one, the one that has life in himself. It is the I am that Moses spoke to by the burning bush. The I am is the one that David said, he is my shepherd. Amen. Can I say this? The Lord's my shepherd tonight. It's not Muhammad is my shepherd. No, it is not Allah is my shepherd. It is not Confucius is my shepherd. Amen. It ain't Buddha is my shepherd, but the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. There ain't but one true and living God, and Jehovah is his name. Amen. The psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. Boy, I'm glad to know the Lord. Amen. And then he said, the Lord is. Boy, that's good too. Now this right here, get a hold of you, and they'll call law on you at your house tonight. Present tense. He didn't say, well, the Lord used to be my shepherd. Amen. Oh, the Lord is a shepherd of the past. Oh, no. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Right now. Amen. Hey, whether it's a good time in your life or a bad time, it's always good to say, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Hey, I'm glad he's present, whether it's in health or sickness, whether it's at home or the hospital, whether it's church or the backside of the desert. It's good to know he is our shepherd now. Amen. He said, the Lord is. And then he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I love that personal pronoun. My. It is good to say the Lord, he is the shepherd of the church. That's a blessing. Amen. I'm glad I can say the Lord is your shepherd, Brother Brady. I shout with you on that. But I get more stirred up when I say the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. You see, I know him personally tonight. I do not just know about him. I'm a feeling something right there. I don't just know about him, but I know him. Hey, the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, friend, tonight, I'm glad that he is a personal shepherd. He is not a God afar off, but he is now. He is with you. And you can say, the Lord is my shepherd tonight. Oh, friend, tonight, the psalmist said he's my shepherd. Can you say that tonight yourself? Does it ring true in your heart? But I'm telling you, when I say the Lord is my shepherd, oh, on the inside of me, hey, I begin to cut cartwheels and jump up and down. There's just something about knowing the shepherd tonight. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. Man, when he said he's the shepherd, he's saying he's got the knowledge and the wisdom and the tools that take care of sheep. Now, we ain't all got halos and ready to fly away on angel wings. Most of the time, we probably ain't fit to fly away on buzzard wings. Amen. We, a lot of times, we're sorry and low down. That's right. But I want to say something out here. In our weakness, sometimes we think we've got to help the shepherd. But what can we do to help the shepherd? Not one thing. Matter of fact, when God saved us, we didn't add anything to him. You do understand that. We didn't make him more God. We didn't make him more holy. We didn't make him more lovely. Hey, he's God as he's always been. But we got the better side of it. Amen. Oh, he has got the knowledge and the wisdom and the tools and to help us as his sheep tonight. Oh, he is not in heaven popping tongues and biting his fingernails and scratching his head. What am I going to do to help him? God don't do that. God knows what's best. Amen. Oh, good times are bad. The Lord knows what's best. You see, Christ is a shepherd that's perfect, for we see him as the shepherd, and then we're seeing we're the sheep. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It is good to be one of his sheep. Amen. To be of his fold. Understand something tonight, church. When Christ wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt on this earth, he first and foremost came to the Jew. That's right. John 1:14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among. And then it goes on in that chapter and it lets us know he came to his own, but his own, hey, what did they do? Did they receive him? No. They rejected him. And I want to tell you something, Calvary made it Jew and Gentile all. Can now be saved and be of one fold, be one of his sheep. Hey, I'm glad that I'm one of the Lord's sheep tonight. Amen. And it didn't take a Baptist vote to get me there. Amen. Oh, friend, you get more than two people together. They all got so many different opinions. You ain't never going to see eye to eye on everything. Well, I'll be real honest. Sometimes I don't even agree with myself. Amen. And so I'm glad that he does the saving. Amen. Oh, we're his sheep. And let me say something. What the shepherd knows about a sheep tonight, he knows us by name. And boy, that's a great thing. That's a major thing tonight. When in John chapter 10, look over that with me. I had them post that to remind you this week. I to encourage you to read and meditate on Psalm 23 and reading John 10. In John chapter 10, we have the discourse of the good shepherd. And he says this in John 10, 3. Look at that. The Bible said to him, the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Can I say this to you? They attack Luke 16 a whole lot. They want to say Luke 16 is a parable, but Luke 16 is not a parable, it's a fact. It is a historical record of an individual that went to hell and an individual that went to paradise. That's right. You say, how do you know it ain't a parable, preacher? He used a proper name. He never used proper names in parables. Never. So that lets me know that ain't a parable. But it does say this according to that verse. Luke 16 says, and there was a certain rich man. And that's it. And the next verse says, there was a certain beggar, but he don't quit. Named Lazarus. I want you to know that man went to hell because the Lord didn't have his name in his book. He don't know them. You say, explain that. I can't explain that. But he said, my sheep, I know them by name. Now, I don't feel bad if I forget your name. I forget my children's names. I call roll. Maybe you ain't never had that problem. I'll call every one of them until I get the right one. Amen. Just whatever the reason. I have no idea why I'm like that, but I believe I forget better than I remember. But the Lord will never forget your name. Well, a dear friend of mine, he just went to heaven not too long ago, Brother Lance Carpenter. And Brother Lance, a great blessing in camp meetings and revival meetings, singing. He was not a preacher. God saved Lance Carpenter out of Nashville, Tennessee. If I told you who he wrote for, these kids wouldn't have a clue. You got to be my age and above to know who Jim Reeves was. But that's who Brother Lance wrote for. And was in Nashville, and he wrote country songs, and he sang and played with studio musicians. But when God saved that man, he got him out of Nashville. That's right. You say, how much did he get out of Nashville? I'll tell you how much he got out of it. A lot of folk don't even know this happened, but I do. All them country songs Lance ever wrote, it came time for that renewal of that license on them. And he said, let them go. He said, I ain't going to make another penny off that mess. That's how saved that man got. We got folk day in all kinds of sports world and the music. Want to talk about knowing God? They don't know God. If they know God, they'd get out of the mess they're in. Say amen right there. Well, Brother Lance wrote a great song. His dad had a dementia, Alzheimer's, and he wrote a song along those lines and talking about, I may forget you, you may forget me. But he mentioned that song, the Lord won't forget your name. And I want to tell you something. We don't know what lies ahead of us. None of us do. But if I ever get the place I know nobody, I'm glad the Lord's still going to know who I am. Amen. And he said, I know my sheep by name. Boy, I thought about that, and I've known that verse in John 10, 3 for a while. Well, the Holy Ghost reminded me of something. David wrote Psalm 23. David he's a songwriter here. In Acts 13, 22, God mentions David by name. He talks about David, a man after my own heart. Hey, David's been dead a long time, but God ain't forgot David. Amen. Hey, understand something. No matter what your circumstances ever get like, the Lord will not forget you. You're one of his sheep. Amen. Oh, friend, the shepherd knows his sheep by name. The shepherd knows the needs of the sheep. He knows my needs. He knows your needs tonight. For he said over there in John 10 and verse 4, listen to this. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. You see, he leads the way because he knows what is needed. Amen. I'm reminded even right now, when the children of Israel left out of Egypt, there was a quicker path to go to Canaan. You remember reading that? There was a straight shot they could have, but the Lord said, you ain't going that route. You couldn't handle that route. We're going the long way. Can I tell you, sometimes and we get thinking, well, God, this looked like this would work a whole lot better. He sees something way beyond what you're seeing. He's looking beyond what I see and what I know. He knows what we need. Amen. Sometimes trouble is my friend. Sometimes trouble is your friend. Because it'll drive us to our knees. Amen. It'll help us understand we're weak, but he's strong. Amen. Oh, he knows the need of the sheep. You see, he knows that we're dependent on the shepherd. I was preaching a while just the other day in a meeting and having everybody introduce themselves. And then I got preaching. I told them this. I said, I am an ordained independent Baptist, but I want you to know this. I'm a dependent Baptist. That's really what I am. I'm a dependent Baptist. I'm dependent on the shepherd. Amen. Hey, I can't do nothing for myself. Sheep can do nothing for themselves. They are 100% dependent on the shepherd. Amen. Hey, not only they depend on shepherd, listen to this, they're directionally challenged. Some of you even resemble that remark. Amen. Some folk didn't have GPS, they'd never get to the grocery store. Amen. I've got a child like that. That's true. I learned the old school. I learned to read maps and directions and things of that nature. But there are people without that GPS, they couldn't get out of town. Right? Well, sheep are like that. They're directionally challenged. You can take a dog and let him follow you. You can go miles and miles, and he'll run off and leave you, and he'll get back home. He'll probably get back before you do. You can even take a cat. Now, don't get mad at me if you're cat people. I'm not a cat person. But you can take that cat off, and he'll beat you back before the sun sets. Why, they just got sense of direction. But sheep don't. Sheep have no sense of direction whatsoever. If the shepherd don't help them, they're going to wind up in a mess. You understand, when you get thinking, man, I got this thing figured out, you ain't got nothing figured out. If the Lord does not help us, we wouldn't even know where to go next. Amen. Hey, sheep are dependent on the shepherd. Sheep are directionally challenged. Sheep are defenseless. They have no claws. They have no kind of defense mechanism whatsoever. Listen to this. A sheep can't even do nothing about a flea. I thought about that. Now, that don't do nothing for you, and I realize, but I got dwelling on that. An old dog can bend almost half, can't he? Goes to diet, digging and gnawing, scratching with a foot. Sheep can't do that. They can't even fight a flea off. You better understand this. You can't do nothing by yourself. We are defenseless. We have no mechanism of ourselves to fight the devil or the world or, yeah, even our own flesh. If it was not for the abiding presence of the Holy Ghost in you and in me, we couldn't do anything. Amen. Amen. Sheep are defenseless. They cannot defend themselves. May I say this? Sheep are disease prone. They get a lot of foot rot and sore mouth and internal parasites, scabs, and you name it. You know something? If you take your halo off the horns just a minute that's holding them up and set it to the side and look at your life, how many times you get yourself in a mess. Oh, I know that fellow years ago made the catchphrase, the devil made me do it, real famous. But the devil ain't never made you do nothing. And I hate to defend him tonight, but I just have to be honest. The devil ain't never made you do nothing. James said we're led away of our own lust. It's done in us. Amen. We are prone to have sin get dominion over our life sometimes. And we don't have to let it. According to the book of Romans 6, 7, and 8, we don't have to let sin have dominion, but we let it sometimes. Amen. You say, you getting off a close sinless profession. I'm not preaching what some of my other crowds preaching. I'm preaching what the Bible said. Amen. Hey, we are disease prone, and I'm speaking of a spiritual nature concerning sin. Amen. But the shepherd knows our need. Let me say this. The shepherd knows our nature. Sheep are drifters. They are. You don't know what the word drifting means. It means to go along aimlessly, to wonder. Do you ever wonder? I do. I get going my little way and I get doing my own thing before I know it. I'm over here and the Lord's over yonder. Amen. And so do you. Amen. We are pro. Matter of fact, Isaiah said this in Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. Yeah. I'll help you real spiritual folk. You don't want to be a sheep at Wonders. Well, let's be spiritual. You that go down to the coast. We don't say the word beach. That's where sinners go. And preachers go lighthouse looking. Amen. Well, you get in that ocean water. Have you ever started at one point and just get playing in the waves and doing your thing? And next thing you know, you're down the beach. Did you know you was going? No. You just got kind of doing your thing. And next thing you know, you look up and you're a good ways from where you started. In your Christian life and in my Christian life, we do the very same thing. It ain't that we went out and got into what we call, quote, deep sin. We didn't go get drunk. We didn't go take dope. We're not out in some immorality stuff. But we just get drifting and don't even know it. Amen. You see, the shepherd knows my nature and he knows yours. Amen. Hey, we see Christ is a shepherd. That's personal. I told you wouldn't get far, but I think that's good to dwell on a while. And know and be able to say, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. And this song for living, but if I have to go by the grave, he'll take me to the other side. Amen. I won't have to go to the other side by myself. He'll take me there. He'll take you there. That's the hope we have as the people of God. Father, take the message tonight. Use it for the help and encouragement of your people. I've tried my best to preach what you said to. Lord, I think I can say the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Lord, we love you. We give you glory and honor that's deserving of your name tonight. Help in the invitation tonight. Lord, there could be a Christian struggling. Could be one that's drifting. Could be, Lord, one that's just the weight of the world's on them. And then, Lord, they could be someone here lost. Oh, Lord, how they need to be saved. And all you do now, we give you glory in Jesus' name.